Christopher.
Number 14.
14. I had an inkling that you might choose that. I told him to choose a favorite. I know he loves this one. We're singing with joy. We're singing the Ode to Joy, right? From Beethoven's Ninth. You have to let it ring. We better stand, the rest of us. Make Chris happy by the way you sing.
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee, hail thee as the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away.
Be seated. By the way, beautiful singing. I'm enjoying singing with you and praising the Lord. Hallelujah. How do we do? Good. Praise the Lord. Last night, we spoke a little bit about the Word of God. And in fact, all day yesterday, morning and evening, we spoke about the Word of God in the evening. We talked about Joshua and how he was to, what, do you remember? I said no and study, even though those words aren't there, because it says obey. And I supplied that, because how could you obey something that you didn't know? You know, it doesn't say jump off the Empire State Building, does it? No, you have to know what it does say in order to do it. Okay, so Joshua would have to know and study the Bible or the law of the Lord, and he would have to speak it, and he would have to meditate in it. And God gave him a promise of good success, prosperity, and that which he was called to do. And by the way, I neglected to say last night that if you read on in the book of Joshua, you see that Joshua served faithfully, and Joshua obeyed the Lord. And when he came to the end of his life, it's such a
Such a precious close when you get to the end of the book. And by the way, I'm not sure if Joshua is down there, but last night I recommended some Boathouse treasures. I said the books by Tozer and Simpson are there, and I particularly recommended The Pursuit of God because of this theme of seeking the Lord. But I should add, behind them, if it's still set up the same way, behind those two rows of books are some books standing like this. And they are biographies of Bible characters by a pastor from England named F.B. Meyer. And if you take any one of those men of God that you see by F.B. Meyer, those are written in a devotional style, going through these lives, these Bible characters. And I know, because I've read them, that you will find food for thought and real nourishment, because Brother Meyer wrote I'm sure he was in touch with God, and he wrote under that Holy Ghost anointing, and you can sense that as you read his material. And these Bible characters are really special. Any one of them is. I know he has one about Joshua. I don't remember for sure which ones I saw there, but I saw five or six standing like that. If you take that, I was going to say, I know you won't be disappointed. I know I wouldn't be disappointed. I hope you will enjoy it too. And I think most likely all of you would enjoy that very, very much. But I refer to a song that we sing in Sunday school on Sunday about God's Word. And it came to me this morning that perhaps I should sing it yet. I know Brother Paul left us, but that's all right. He'll be back maybe when he hears us singing, or maybe not. Let's sing God's Word is like a hammer that breaketh the rock in twain, a lamp to guide my footsteps, a light on the stormy main. A sword that has two edges, a mirror ourselves to see. Oh yes, this is the book of books, the B-I-B-L-E, and then we hold it up, okay? So, let's do it. And you'll learn it, if you don't know it. God's Word is like a hammer that breaketh the rock in twain. A lamp to guide our footsteps and a light on the stormy main. A sword that has two edges, a mirror ourselves to see. Oh yes, this is the book of books, the B-I-B-L-E. That's how I do it. I used to hold it up, Sister Eleanor, so now when Brother John does it, I kind of get, sometimes I don't have my Bible, so I take the hymn book so it looks like I have my Bible, and then, and then I kind of go like this, you know, so he doesn't see. But anyway, you have a real Bible there. God's Word is like a hammer that breaketh the rock in twain. A lamp to guide our footsteps and a light on the stormy main. A sword that has two edges, a mirror ourselves to see. Oh yes, this is the book of books, the B-I-B-L-E. Okay. I thought of that song while I was speaking last night when we came to Josiah. Because your heart was tender,
because your heart was responsive, because you tore your clothes in anguish, because you wept when you heard, read the holy standard, the earnest warnings, because your heart was tender. I will bless you, I will spare you when disaster comes. Well, I thought of that song because it says God's word is like a hammer. It says that God loves those who are of a contrite heart and who tremble at his word. And he looks at them and he dwells with them. And then in another place it says the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O Lord, thou wilt not despise. And I thought of a man at home in church. On Monday evening we have prayer meeting. And he prays almost every week aloud. And he prays so sincerely and so lovingly and so earnestly. And his prayers bless me. And every once in a while he says, break these hard rock hearts of ours. I don't know if I ever heard anybody else say it just like that. Break these hard rock hearts of ours. Make them tender. Soften these hearts so that you can write your laws on our hearts. Take your finger and write your laws, your holy will on our hearts, so we might have a heart that wants you, wants to obey you and please you and do your will. He says, break them. And I think of Jeremiah 29, is not your word like a fire and like a hammer that breaks the rock? He's contrasting there those people who speak falsely, who aren't speaking the true word of God. And then he says, here's a characteristic of the true word of God. Your word, O Lord, God's word is like a fire. There's a melting there. Melting the hardness of our hearts. And like a hammer that breaks the rock. Break these hard rock hearts of ours, he says. Break them. Melt them. Make me tender. Make me soft. He recognizes that apart from the working of God's Spirit through his word, he has a hard heart just like other people do. And so do I. And so do you. Sometimes we sense the hardness and we say, Lord, melt me. Melt me. Break me. Melt me. Mold me. Use me. Fill me. I need you, Lord. So God's word is like a hammer that breaks the rock. The hard rock heart. What's next? We have a few more minutes. Let's go through that yet. A lamp to guide my footsteps. Where do you find that? Psalm 119. Oh, yes. He probably heard Ming reciting that. Sister Ming, we said, she didn't tell me. She didn't come and announce it to me. I asked her. We were talking about it. She learned Psalm 119 by heart. And there it is. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So we'll take that whole line. A lamp to guide my footsteps and a light on the stormy main. Okay, the lamp and a light. Psalm 119, verse 105, I believe it is. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And then a sword that has two edges. Where's that found? Who said that? You have it? It is. There is a two-edged sword there somewhere, yes. Now I'm thinking of a passage, a different one. Hebrews. Yes, yes, yes. I'm thinking of this passage where the sword is referred to the Word of God.
Carmen, find that for me sometime today, and we'll go to the boathouse together. Okay? Thank you. And Carmen wanted to give a testimony last night. And I saw him get up, and I was doing something. I said, I'm going to call on him in a moment, and I forgot. So we're going to get that in, maybe not this morning, but soon. Okay? The Word of God is quick. That means alive, living, powerful, active, sharper than a two-edged sword. Hebrews 4:12. Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. There it is, a sword. Think of the Word of God. Cutting, convicting, laying bare. You know, it says here that there are things that only God can see. He knows our need. But there's a word to apply to that. And oh, how wonderful that is. God is able to save us. What does it say? To the uttermost, all the way through. A mirror ourselves to see. Here it is in James 1. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. If any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. That means in a mirror. He beholds himself and goes his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, this mirror, and continueth therein, being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed in his deed. A mirror ourselves to see. Oh yes, this is the book of books. The B-I-B-L-E. One more time. God's word is like a hammer that breaketh the rock in twain. James, you better play the violin. Lamp to guide my footsteps and a light on the stormy main. A sword that has two edges, a mirror ourselves to see. Oh yes, this is the book of books, the B-I-B-L-E. Thank you for reminding me. Okay, praise the Lord. Now, one more verse. 'Tis living seed that groweth when into the heart received. Like milk and meat will make to grow, cause to grow, those who have on Christ believed. Like water it will cleanse us, from defilement will set us free. Oh yes, this is the book of books, the B-I-B-L-E. Once more. 'Tis living seed that groweth when into the heart received. Like milk and meat will cause to grow those who have on Christ believed. Like water it will cleanse us, from defilement will set us free. Oh yes, this is the book of books, the B-I-B-L-E. Amen. Now, if you want to join Carmen and me at the boathouse later on today, anybody want to look up living seed, milk, meat, water of the word, ones that we sang about in the second verse of that chorus, then I will invite you to join us. Okay. If you get at least half of them right. Okay. Okay, let's stand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your precious holy word. Thank you, Lord, for giving it to us. Thank you for the call that we have in it to fellowship, to enjoy you, to serve you in prayer and in worship, and in every way, in every phase, in every area and part of our lives to just serve you with gladness, with holy joy. We love you, Lord. We live before you. You are the joy of living, the King of life. We give our all to you, Lord. We thank you that we've heard the call to holiness. Hallelujah. As he who has called you is holy, so be holy in all your lives, in every area, O Lord. To us, that's a wonderful call. You've called us not unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. And Lord, we want to fulfill in that call as well. Help us to cherish your word. Help us to feed upon it and meditate in it all the day long today. And bless each of us, Lord. Make it a wonderful day in your presence. Be glorified among us. We say it again this morning. Let God be magnified. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Prayer time.